News in brief at Press TV. At least 109 Palestinians, including 27 children, have been killed almost a week after Israel started its new offensive against Gaza. Also, nearly 1,000 others have been injured in the deadly attacks. A family of four, including two children, are the latest victims of Israeli aggression. Palestinian resistance fighters continue to retaliate against Israel's attacks on Gaza. Several Israeli cities, including Ashkelon, Ashdod, Beersheba, and Ofakim, have been hit. More than 130 rockets were fired from Gaza on Monday. Only a third of the rockets were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome system. Palestinian medical sources say Gaza hospitals are running out of medicine. They say a humanitarian catastrophe will unfold unless medical supplies are provided to the people urgently. The announcement comes as Israel continues its deadly attacks on the besieged coastal enclave. The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah says Israel has failed to achieve its objectives in its offensive against Gaza. Said Hassan Nasrallah lashed out at Tel Aviv for its deliberate killing of women and children in the besieged territory. Hezbollah fought a victorious 33-day war with Israel in 2006. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators take to the streets across the world to condemn the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Protesters in New Delhi marched outside the Israeli embassy and chanted anti-Israeli and anti-U.S. slogans. Anti-Israeli protests were also held in Pakistan, the United States, and Canada. Meanwhile, Israel has reportedly delayed its plan to launch a ground incursion into the Gaza Strip. The Israeli media reports come after Premier Benjamin Netanyahu held a lengthy meeting with its cabinet to discuss an Egyptian proposal for a ceasefire. An Israeli delegation is expected in Cairo on Tuesday. Russia accuses the U.S. of trying to block a U.N. Security Council statement on Israel's attack on Gaza. Moscow itself has expressed readiness for proposing a full resolution on the ongoing crisis. Washington has so far refused to condemn the atrocities committed by Tel Aviv against the Palestinians. International ratings agency Moody's strips France of its AAA badge. Now the agency has downgraded the credit rating of Europe's number two economy by one notch to AA1. Moody's cites an uncertain fiscal outlook and deteriorating economy for its decision. Standard & Poor's had also cut France's rating in January.